Hello and welcome to episode 80 from the Veg Grab podcast. It's the 5th of November 2016 and I'm titling this episode Seed Organisation. Coming up today, I'm going to talk a little about what I've been doing to prepare and organise my seeds for this next year, being 2016-2017, growing season. But firstly, what's been happening on the plots. With Donald the allotment, all is well. I've been down there trying to keep on top of the weeds, but the weather this last week has been challenging. Raining 1 minute, then bright hot sunlight the next. Which, although has been good for plants, it's encouraged weeds to grow. I decided when I was there yesterday to completely empty the second of the compost heaps. So with a spade, I dug it out, putting each spadeful of compost into a basket placed above my wheelbarrow. This shopping basket is basically mimicking a sieve. I had this basket lying around and thought it would do great for this job. And I was right, it did. So whenever the basket was full, I gave it a good shake and all the compost fell through, leaving behind the uncomposted material, which was placed back into the other compost bin. The compost was then placed underneath a couple of bushes and trees until it was all used up. After this, I decided to harvest some potatoes. In the same way I just mentioned, I poured the potato bags into the shopping basket and sieved through. I emptied a bag of Casablanca potatoes, a bag of Home Guard potatoes, and a bag of Aran Pilot potatoes. The manure that these were grown in have been added to the compost bin along with the many, many worms I found in there. The results of the potatoes were okay. There was about a pound of Casablanca potatoes, but they were a reasonable size and nice and clean. The Home Guard was a little under a pound, but again, a reasonable size and nice and clean. The Aran Pilot potatoes, again, around a pound out of the bag. These were a reasonable size. The skin on these was darker and a little rough texture. Now, when I say a reasonable size, I mean most potatoes was about the size of my palm, so they are a little small, but large enough to peel and use without getting annoyed. But they certainly will not win me any prizes. Now, I've shown these in the video coming out later this week. Last week, you may recall, I noticed blight had started on the tomato plants here. Last week, I cut away the infected parts. While I am pleased to say that the infection has not spread that much, there was a bit more blight that I cut away again, but nothing major. Normally with blight, it wipes out tomatoes in a few days, so this is a result. At home, I planted out some chard plants I had growing in the potting shed. These have been planted just outside the potting shed in a little bed here. I've then covered these with a net to make sure the chickens don't get in and eat a lot, and I will be keeping a close eye on the netting this time. In the greenhouse, I've noticed some of the tomatoes have blight, so I should be cutting away in there, but the infection is bad in there, unlike the allotment. Over the last week, I've harvested a great many tomatoes, including a rather large beefsteak tomato. These tomatoes have been extremely tasty and we made a pasta sauce using some of them. This was a simple recipe with tomatoes chopped and blitzed in a pure processor, poured over some pre-cooked pasta with some chopped mozzarella mixed in and placed into the oven for 10 minutes. It's delicious yet simple, quick and cheap. I had a single cucumber growing out on the plant in the greenhouse, but the end started rotting, so that was removed and thrown into the wormery. One other point I noticed at home has been the herb plants. Basically, I haven't watered them enough, and a great many have dried out and died back. I'm hoping that with plenty of water, they may recover. But if not, then next year may have to be replaced. That being said, I really do need to use my herbs more in cooking. I've placed these plants just outside the kitchen door in order to encourage the use of them. Okay, so my main subject, which is about organising and sorting my seeds for 2016-2017. Now, it may seem odd doing it at this time, at the beginning of September, but I see September as the beginning of the next growing season. After all, in a couple of weeks, I shall be planting garlic and onions. So I'm going to need to make sure I got all these seeds and sets ready for these. Now, at the time of recording this episode, I can say I haven't completed this project, as the process is quite long, drawn out system, but if I get it right now, it will save me time in the future. So what I've started is that I've created a spreadsheet. The great advantage with modern technology is that I can create a spreadsheet on my phone, and it's automatically saved and available on my iPad or laptop. So whenever I have a spare 5 minutes, I can pull this up and work on it, safe in the knowledge that any edits I make are going to be on every device. So a spreadsheet is a simple spreadsheet, nothing flash and complicated. It's a list of plants, varieties and tick boxes. As I say, nothing complicated, but let me go into more detail. The first column is a vegetable, of which I shall list the particular vegetables, such as tomato or onion, all down the rows. The next column is called variety. This row, I list each variety. I list each variety of each vegetable. So, for example, if I take tomatoes as a vegetable, I shall list the variety Moneymaker in one row, and the next row will be Crimson Crush, and so on and so on. Each row of a variety within one vegetable shall be merged so that this avoids confusion. The next column is called Do I Have It? And this is simply a column full of tick boxes. I shall simply tick each box that if I have that variety that is listed. This then makes it easy to see if I have said seeds and not. And if I don't, I need to go out and buy them. Again, a great advantage of modern technology and being portable is I can review this list on my phone if I happen to be in a garden centre. And hey, I can even bring it up in order to show what the seeds I need to buy on top of my list. The next few rows are each month between now and... The next row is just simply how many plants do I need? So how many tomato plants do I need? I'll just fill that in. So it might need 10 plants, for example. So it gives me an idea of how many seeds I need. The next few rows are each month between now and September 2016 and December 2017, with each month having several rows within them. These smaller rows are sow indoors, sow outdoors, plant out and harvest, much like the back of most seed packets. Again, each of these rows are rows of tick boxes, and when the action applies in that particular month, I add a tick. Again, when it comes to looking up this spreadsheet to see what can be done in that month, is there on hand. This week's featured image is a screenshot of the spreadsheet, so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, with the template of a spreadsheet done, I need to start filling it in. This is the point that takes time, and I haven't quite completed it. But I shall go through my seed box and list everything in its relevant place and fill in the relevant information. If I see there's any vegetables or varieties that I want to grow that I don't have, I shall add these to the list, but not tick the box that states, do I have it, until I get those seeds. Once completed, this spreadsheet should be printed and kept in my sheds as extra copies on hand for quick reference at a glance. I shall hang this up on a wall in a potting shed, as that's where I do most of my sewing. Okay, so I think that covers this subject. The featured image will show you in more detail a template, and once I've completed this, I shall add a copy on the blog too. Well, that's it for this week. It's been nice talking about something different. In future podcasts, I want to talk a lot about how I grow certain vegetables, so that may take up lots of future podcasts. I also plan on talking about some recipes, so if anyone has anything to add, get in touch. I would love to hear from you, and any feedback is really appreciated. So till next week, bye bye for now.